A judicial review of a decision by Revenue to issue a tax bill of 1.64 billion euro to pharmaceutical company Perrigo is to begin before the Commercial Court today. The case focuses on what Revenue claims was the underpayment of tax arising from the sale by drug company Elan of its multiple sclerosis drug Tysabri to Biogen in 2013. Our business correspondent Will Goodbody is with us. Will, before we talk about this case, tell us about Perrigo.
Yes, good morning, Gavin. It's not exactly a household name here, but some of its products would be. Perrigo is an Irish registered and headquartered company that makes a variety of both over-the-counter and generic medicines and personal care products, like, for example, Salpidine and Nicotin. Its shares are listed on the New York Stock Exchange and in Tel Aviv, and it does most of its business in the US and doesn't manufacture here, but it does have its corporate headquarters in Dublin and employs around 160 people here. Last year, it had sales worth around $4 billion, so certainly not one of the largest players in the pharma market, but not small either.
So what's this case all about?
Well, in 2013, Perrigo agreed a deal to take over the Irish-based pharmaceutical company Elan for $8.6 billion. It was a so-called inversion move that was beneficial from a tax perspective for Perrigo, which at that time was based in the US. 8 months earlier, though, Elan had sold its intellectual property interest in the Tysabri drug for multiple sclerosis to a partner firm, Biogen. Now, that deal was done through a combination of an upfront payment and a promise of future royalty payments from Biogen that were dependent on the level of sales of Tysabri. So when Perrigo bought Elan, it effectively bought the fruits of that deal. But 5 years later, in 2018, Revenue issued this tax assessment on Perrigo, effectively seeking the payment of 1.64 billion euro in taxes, which it claimed had been underpaid arising from the Tysabri deal. Like all tax matters on this scale, it's pretty complicated stuff. But in essence, Perrigo had been treating those royalty payments for Tysabri following the sale of the drug and its intellectual property as trading income in the years after the deal. And as a result, it had been paying tax at the 12.5% rate, but Revenue said it should have been treating the payments as a chargeable gain instead and paying tax at the much higher rate of 33%. So in essence, Perrigo was being asked by Revenue to make up that difference.
What has Perrigo got to say about all of this?
Well, Perrigo denies it has done anything wrong here. It almost immediately appealed the decision to the Tax Appeals Commission, but that appeal would have focused on the quantum of the tax owed, not the question of whether tax was due at all. So a stay has been put on that appeal while Perrigo applied for a judicial review of the actual tax assessment by the High Court. And that's what's beginning today in the Commercial Court. That's the commercial fast track arm of the High Court. In earlier parts of the proceedings, lawyers for Perrigo argued that the company had conducted its business here for many years on foot of a certificate from the Minister for Finance under the Taxes Consolidation Act, and the company therefore had, and this is the key word, a legitimate expectation that the sale of the intellectual property would attract the same corporate tax it had been paying unchallenged for almost 20 years. As a result, it's expected Perrigo will argue the assessment issued by Revenue against it is in breach of the public law and should be quashed. Obviously, though, it's expected that Revenue will strongly argue against that when the matter comes before the court today.
What's the significance of all this then, Will?
Well, obviously, in the first instance, there's a lot of money at stake for both Perrigo and for Revenue. And I suppose it goes without saying that 1.6 billion euro would be useful for the Exchequer to have right now. There are also a number of investors in Perrigo who are unhappy about this situation and its implications for the company. But separately, there will, I think, be a number of multinational companies and other firms who deal in high value intellectual property who'll be watching the outcome of this case very closely, both in terms of past deals, perhaps, but also in terms of future ones. Although I think given the size of the amount of money at stake, no matter what the outcome of this judicial review, appeals are likely to follow. And even if Perrigo does lose in the end, it's likely that it will reinstigate the proceedings at the Tax Appeals Commission and have that tax bill assessed. And some tax experts have already speculated that in such an event, the bill could end up being reduced quite significantly before all of this is over.
Will, thank you. That's our business editor, Will Goodbody. 7:40.